I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
They think we're lazy.
They think we're weak-willed.
They think we're entitled.
They think we're selfish.
They think we don't care about anybody but ourselves.
We are compassionate.
We are resourceful.
We are capable.
We want to make a difference in the world.
We are underestimated.
Welcome to the final episode of the J&J podcast. Join us in discussing our final thoughts and theories about the case.
Something that became very clear when investigating the cases was that the media and other people have trouble with making sure everyone's words and sides are heard. For example, almost all of the news articles only go into details about Janice's case. However, a lot of them leave out Janice Lang's, which I think is sad because their cases are very intertwined and very much so linked. Not to mention, Janice also deserves to be mentioned and known about. I also don't like how, again, most of the news articles and other sources only mention Jerry, and they only mention Myron in passing and make it seem like he isn't important to the case, which is untrue. Since Janice's son James is very open and talks to the public a lot about his thinking and his side of the story is seen and heard a lot, I think it is very important that Dan's side is also heard. With the cops and detectives thinking that Jerry buried the girls on his family's farm, which his son now lives on, Dan has had a lot of cops and detectives come to his farm. He told us about this experience.
Let's see. They served search warrant after search warrant. They had a big drone out here, which was like a density drone, that they flew up and down the farm twice.
Yeah, it was a couple times.
Then they came in with helicopters that were like a infrared scanner to where if you dug a hole 50 years ago, 100 years ago, they could pick it up. They ran over the cemetery over there and picked up every gravesite from the 1800s.
Like, yeah, I've said that ground penetrating radar where they can see where the earth was.
Right. And pretty much came out here. Let's see. Last time was FBI, state police, cadaver dogs. They mulched
Western Michigan because they had it.
Western Michigan was involved with it. Came out here, cleared a bunch of land for every little possible spot that they could find. Something. It was just very uncalled for. I mean, obviously, I know they got a job to do, but, you know, didn't find nothing shortly after it happened. Here we are almost 50 years later, and you're trying to find something. I get technology changes and whatnot, but, you know, it was just constantly sitting here. Then all of a sudden they show up with a search warrant and there's nothing you can do.
They never, even though we were, you know, clearly not involved, we knew nothing about it. They still had to serve search warrants and couldn't give us a heads up. Or they did give us a heads up when that the cadaver dogs were coming. They just said sometime in the spring when the ground thawed out. So we knew that was coming back, but
never.
It was just frustrating because at the time they searched the property twice back in the 70s, like right after they went missing, and they didn't find anything.
They didn't make any effort in this trip to like try to embarrass, probably isn't the right word, but maybe kind of like it's a small town. They're going to show up with the whole SWAT team. They didn't give you any kind of no heads up, no way to try to kind of lessen the shock to the neighbors and everything for you.
And that's the thing that brought so much exposure and attention to us and my family to where I wasn't alive then. My kids weren't alive then, but my kids are going through what I dealt through in school. You know, never would I thought this ever happened. You know, and here we are, and they got all the neighbors talking, the whole everybody talking. It's like, what's going on? What's going on? And then, you know, cones out by the road, you know, and traffic just pouring in and out, helicopters, all the equipment that they brought in, state troopers sitting by the road, just everything to get, you know, exposure and attention to the farm for no reason. Because when he first showed up, I said, even if my dad was guilty, they are not buried here.
Mm.
You know, my dad was a smart man. He's not going to put them on where it's an obvious spot.
Right, on his property.
Yeah.
Did they find anything?
They found a cow, a deer, a prehistoric horse.
Dog, I think they said a dog.
Maybe a dog, yeah. But this is a farm. We've, over my farming career, we probably buried 20 to 30 cattle out there, sheep, pigs. Couldn't find any of those. You know, you found one cow, you know, one deer.
Right.
So, yeah.
So, where did they leave it with you guys after that? Do they tell you they're done or when expect to see them again?
Their last one that they came out with anybody and everybody and found nothing, they turned around and said, okay, we are completely done. Your farm will never be added again.
Because why they were so thorough too, because it felt like harassment at the time. They just kept showing up. But Indiana wasn't doing their part yet either. So I think they were just exhausting everything here to be finally done for sure.
Yeah, they left no stone unturned.
So they have to come back in the future for this.
They had
the FBI going through every vehicle, every piece of equipment I owned to see if it was stolen. They pretty much walked the whole property.
Yeah,
so the FBI was here too.
Oh yeah,
I got bins of vehicles that were older than they were made after Jerry had passed away. They were still getting bins of everything on the property. Like
you said, Indiana. Before Indiana got involved, do you know are they doing anything in Indiana?
Last I heard that they weren't helping out with the case, or Detective Moore said that. So.
Dan also expressed that the cops coming to his farm was a waste of time.
I mean, I understand her son is trying to get closure. 100% respect that. But to me, you're wasting taxpayers' money as putting all your effort into me and my farm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, family property, obviously, but, you know, to where nothing's ever being said about Huntsberger, to where, why are you not putting his name out there? You know, where's his exposure? Where's anything like that? But nothing's, like, I even asked Detective Moore, I said, anything about Huntsberger? Oh, we're looking out. That's all he ever heard. We're looking out.
After having learned that all this attention that had previously been on Jerry has moved on to Dan, I wanted to know how it had been for him growing up with this attention and how it is for his children now.
Oh, yeah, I've talked about it all the time. I mean, I think I was in third grade at the time, never knew nothing of it, never got no word of it, anything. And all of a sudden, you know, my dad's on the news about murder, and then everyone keeps asking me, they're like, what's going on? What's going on? I have no clue. And then that's when, you know, slowly but surely they sat me down and hey, I got accused of this, accused of that. Nothing ever happened. I got set free, you know. And it was just always in the back of your mind, you know, like, you know, what do people think about you? You know, you're judged in a different way. Just, you know, it took its toll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even now, I mean, my kids had to deal with it and they have no clue what's going on. They never even met their grandpa. Mm-hmm. And just being, you know, Buchanan being a small town, you know, everyone's talking about it. You know, so what does that say about my kids who are in sports, you know, just growing up, seeing familiar faces throughout, you know, close neighbors? They're like, what's going on? What's going on? You know, if they haven't heard the story, you know, it's just, you know, it was like a parade when they would show up, how slow the cars drove by and everything. Mm-hmm. This is 55 on this road and they were probably going like 25, maybe.
Yeah. All the state vehicle stuff out here.
So it was very, very challenging growing up.
Hearing this information from Dan kind of made me sad, because it is sad that things he has nothing to do with affected him and is now affecting his children. I don't think Jerry's children or even grandchildren should have to deal with this, even if Jerry is responsible. A child is not responsible for his parents' actions.
After researching the whole thing, I am just so positive that Myron killed Janice and then Jerry killed Janice. Like, I'm just so convinced.
They work together, basically.
They work together, but they work separately.
Yeah. I felt like they worked together because if they weren't friends and then Myron knew everything about the murder, like, it just didn't make
sense. Yeah. And like I said yesterday, how, like, it's just, like, crazy how, like, Jerry told it. Like, you can't tell a bunch of people, like, oh, tell this story.
Yeah.
Go with it. Like, that's so hard. So, like, mm-hmm. I think some of it is true, because there's no way that I can sit there and be like, you're going to say this, you're going to say this, and then remember and be specific with it. So that's just what's wild.
Yeah, and I think, I definitely think they both most likely worked together with Janice's case because of her car, and because, like, they had, you know, one person can't drive there, kidnap her or kill her and take her and her car. Like, it doesn't make sense, but
I just feel like Myron had more to do with it. Maybe he didn't actually go through with the action, but he did, like,
he helped
massively.
Yeah.
Another thing is, like, after, like, listening to both statements and, like, getting it all explained to me, I realized that I think Myron said so much more than Jerry did. Like, we heard more about Myron.
Defending himself? Or
just, like just telling what he, like, what he did, what he knew. Myron's statement just talks about the car.
Yeah, it doesn't tell us much.
Yeah. But then Jerry's talks about, like, how Myron says, like, the grave thing and, you know, everything that we heard.
Right, and he could be making the stories up to try to make himself look better, so we never know. But it's just, like, after all those years, like, none of them, like, clicked, like, oh, I should tell the police. Like, I want to be honest.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, I feel like somebody would have had a guilt just sitting, know, about a murder.
Yeah, if they worked together, like, they didn't be like, I'm just going to tell the cops we worked together. They didn't do that. So something is up, like.
I don't know. And one thing that stuck out to me was Dave Petrozak's statement about how Myron came in, like, happy because Jerry had all the spotlight on him, and that statement really shook me up, and I was like, this is why I think it's Myron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. So something I did want to talk about is, so we all know that Janice moved out of Jerry's house when things started going downhill, right? And then 3 days later, after she moved in, she got killed. So my theory about that is that she was ready to leave, and she told Jerry that I'm gonna tell the cops everything. Like, you're not gonna stop me. I'm moving in with my mom. Like, there's no stopping. And he didn't want the word to come out, so he killed her.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a theory I came up with, like, reading her mom's statement, or like what she told the cops at least. But it just makes sense because she was only there for 3 days. And like, how could she go like just missing after working a shift?
Right. It's, yeah.
Right.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Don't give up comfort for style. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look good while feeling comfortable. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.
I had the same kind of theory as well. Because Janice knew about Janice, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how it was kind of like.
She knew, because in episode 3, I believe, it was either 2 or 3 that I had mentioned how the mother was telling the cops that Janice knew where the body was. She knew everything that happened. She knew that Jerry killed him. So just, again, it doesn't make sense when, like, the mom is stating something that the daughter said, and then we hear another story about how Myron did it, and it's just all confusing. But her mother told the cops that Jerry had killed Janice, and that's why she was like, this is my first suspect, this is who I think killed my daughter, like, I think it was Jerry. And then I don't know if you guys remember, but Joanna had told the cops that Jerry, like, went out to a field with a gun or something, and Janice tried to stop him. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
And, like, again, I think that he was going to, like, Janice told him that she was going to tell the cops everything. So he went out to the field and tried to kill himself. She stopped him. And so that led to her dying.
Wasn't there another?
Yeah, maybe he got, like, I'm sorry. No, maybe he got aggravated and he was like, she's mad. She's leaving me. She's going to tell. And now I'm going to kill her.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there another thing that I read where Jerry was, like, threatening to kill himself, and then
yes,
Janice was like, why don't you just kill me instead?
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing
that. That was what I said.
Oh, that's what you just said? Oh, yeah, cut that out. Cut my part out.
No, it's okay. We can talk about it. So, yeah. Like, I mean, it's like a deep thing, but yeah, she had said that basically, like, you might as well just kill me, something like that. I don't really remember.
It was like, well, why don't you just kill me instead? And then there was, like, a follow-up.
And then she knew that she was going to, like, die, basically.
Yeah.
She
knew deep. It was, like, if that's what he was looking for, he would have just done it. Yeah. Or something like that.
I think it was something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just crazy because I don't think we ever talked to... Did we ever talk to Julia?
Yeah. So, I don't know. I haven't read your thing, Lexi, but what... I mean, I just wanted to say that I am very undecided. Like, I don't know what to think because there are so many different stories and theories. And that's, I mean, with you as a listener, I came into this class thinking we're going to look at all this research, we're going to get the case files, and we're going to solve it. And that's definitely not what happened, but we're here to tell the story, which is great so that you guys can know. And maybe someone else knows something that could get further along in the case. But there's, and I think that may be part of the reason why it's still not solved, because there's definitely not one story that you can go along with. There's Myron's statement. There's Jerry's statement. There's someone says that Janice had taken a hit out on her husband. There's someone that says Janice's ex-husband took a hit out on her. There's lots and lots of different stories. So it's.
Can I add something?
Yes, of course.
So we know how Beth and Donovan was like, she wanted to stay out of everything. Like, she didn't want to talk to the cops, or she wasn't like being cooperative. What if that's because everyone that crossed paths with the men, like, they were scared and they didn't want to say anything because they could end up like Janice and Janice.
Yeah.
And it just is astonishing that no one said anything. None of the women said anything. Janice was so close, and I think those women saw how close Janice got to like spilling the truth, and then look where she ended up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know, it's been so long. I feel like there has to be an answer, but there's not, because I wish people would have opened up and said right. the truth.
Especially all the times that Myron was like telling Beth, like, Jerry didn't do it. Jerry didn't do it. He didn't do it. He didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be scared of Jerry.
Yeah, because when we read her statement,
mm-hmm.
and it was just, I feel like she didn't care for.
I don't know. I think she was a good, like, I think that she just wasn't, like, she obviously had known, I think she knew a little bit about it, but I don't think it was ever, like, I don't think she was scared of Jerry. I don't think she really had much fear of Jerry, but, yeah. One thing that was really weird for me is how Myron's statement is like an interview, and then Jerry's is like an actual formal statement. And I think we did talk about that, about because Myron wasn't actually like a suspect, right? He just was like, they just questioned him because he's involved with it.
Yeah, I think, did Myron go to the police? Or did the police, like...
I don't know. All I know is that the Lieutenant Mitchum, mm-hmm. or detective?
Lieutenant.
Lieutenant and Trooper Travis. They questioned him, and that's just why I was like, don't know. I mean, I don't... Yeah, that interview was...
You know what I just remembered? Do you guys recall when I was, like, speaking on behalf of Joanna, and she said that Janice had said that mom, some woman, or I don't remember her exact words, but it's like some women have
problems with ex-wives. Yes. Women have problems with girlfriends. My
is a ghost. Yeah.
When I read that, I remember it was like 11 o'clock at night. My mouth dropped. I was like, no way. I was like, are you serious? I'm like, she was so close to spilling the truth, and then she got killed, and it's just mm-hmm. upsetting because we could have, like, it's just crazy.
I mean, probably, because didn't the tape end right there, too?
Yes, and because what'd she say? I think I wrote it, because she's just like, mom, and that was when the tape ended, and I don't know what she says after that. I don't know where the other case is, so it's just, I want to know what she would have said.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Yeah, and I wish we could have talked to Joanna, because it seems like Janice confided in her, and there's could have been a lot of things that we could have learned from her.
Yeah. Sucks that we're in the last episode, and now we can't take it all back.
We're about to leave.
When we began the case, I immediately started putting the blame on Jerry. I thought it was him. Because all the signs just pointed to him.
Right.
And then when we found out that he was stalking Janice at work, that just, it just put me in that place that it couldn't change my mind.
And she was intoxicated. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and when you're intoxicated, you do Lord knows what. The relationship with Janice prior to that, when she went missing, it just put the icing on the cake. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was my top suspect. Reading further, when Myron came, I thought that maybe he could be the murderer because of everything that they knew together. They worked together, but they weren't close friends.
And I feel like when we first read the file, we kind of didn't, like, know about Myron mm-hmm. until we dove deeper. It's just, then it's just, it makes more pinpoints in your brain, like, where am I going? Who do mm-hmm. I blame? So, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't mean to interrupt,
fine.
Just one thing, like Jerry had said that he and Myron were very close, and in other, I believe there's some other accounts that say that Myron says that they were close, but then I think it's in his
that I read
statement, he says, no, we were like just business partners, like we didn't really hang out. And I did hear that they like had a falling out, mm-hmm. but he said he made it sound like they had never been very close, which I thought was interesting, I guess, but.
I have it like formatted, but like I don't want to read it like that.
Right. Yeah.
When we interviewed Dan, and he told us that Jerry was like a really nice man, a family man, then it changed my mind. And then Mr. Ruff told us, don't let it change your mind because it could just be not true because he wasn't with his dad all the time. So that
he was only there, like, I'm assuming on shared custody.
Yeah. I think he's at like weekends or something.
Weekends, maybe. Because I was just saying.
You can always put a fake person.
Right. Uh-huh. And,
right.
Yeah. And I mean, you also have to think like about the their children and anyone who you interview, you have to try and see through the lens that they're looking through.
Yeah. Because as your father, you couldn't see him killing anybody.
Right. You think, oh, that's maybe my hero.
Or yeah.
I look up to him.
The fact that Myron knew how, when, where they were buried, but he didn't do anything except take the car that didn't sit right.
You know
either.
What also doesn't sit right with me is they never found the bodies.
No.
Right.
They never found the hair.
And they dug and everything.
I looked up the address because it said 55,000 Gumwood Road. I looked it up and it's like across the street from Knollwood. It's not actually on Knollwood.
Is it that one field? Across from
it was a house. Oh, it was like a red kind of house. I was gonna go investigate it.
Gives me goosebumps.
I want to go. Do you know where Knollwood's at? Like Knollwood, like all the tennis courts.
Yes.
So like I was talking about, there's a street like here. I wonder if I can find a picture because I found it on maps, and it was like literally right across the street. Like it was a house. Like just it was literally like an actual house. And when I had envisioned it, I thought it was like a farm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he owned more.
I'm assuming they rebuilt over it, obviously. They probably tore the barn down.
And then put all those houses there?
Yeah. The only thing is, I mean, they would have had, I mean, unless like none of them have basements and they just, like they didn't dig. But I mean, also I don't think whoever buried Janice and Janice dug it very deep. I don't want to sound, you know, really gross and morbid, I guess. Not gross, but, you know. And so, if they were buried where Knollwood is now, then how could they have not found them when they were building that?
Yes.
Makes no sense.
Okay. That just hit my brain. I was reading a different article about, like, someone in South Bend talking about like the Janice and Janice murders, mm-hmm. and they said the only way, like if they didn't find a body, is to feed it to the pigs.
Yes.
It just hit me like they didn't find a body, they didn't find anything.
I remember us all talking about
it. Yes, and Dan told us that there was a pig farm.
Yeah.
You guys tried to look at it?
Yes, and then he told us that we couldn't go back there.
Yes. Yes. I remember that. Did he actually say we couldn't go back there?
Or he said it was like dirty or something, or that the
said
police
something
tore it up.
And it was like
that just hit my mind, and I just I can't find the article anymore. I tried looking for that for like 2 days straight. I couldn't mm-hmm. find it, but that's what it said, like feed the bodies to the pigs because I guess they'll eat it.
And I mean that would make sense. I mean, not the teeth, probably. you know, you pull out their teeth. And I don't know that they would eat bones.
Yeah, probably not.
So, I mean, I'm wondering if they went and picked.
What if they had dogs and then the dogs ate the human bone?
Or they could have burned them. Right. Ash.
I mean, right.
And they burned the clothes.
Yeah.
It's just like.
He did burn her clothes after he took them to make it look like she ran away. What if he burned her bones and her clothes?
Yeah. Actually, that might, you know.
I mean.
It's an idea.
We never know.
And it sucks right. We can't know. I want to know something.
Right. And especially for the families that.
I just wanted to go with what my thought was. And I'm very passionate behind my thoughts. So, this episode is structured around myths, conspiracies, and our final thoughts while researching both cases. Thank you for tuning in to the final episode of J&J. We loved sharing these young women's story with you and learning about who they were. Bye! Underestimated. J&J was researched, written, and produced by Avery, Elena, Miriam, Simone, Monte, and Lexi. Intro music by Haley. All other music by Shane Yoder. Our show artwork was created by Chelsea, and our series artwork was created by Lexi. The Underestimated podcast is a production created in the Brandywine Community Schools Broadcasting CTE program. We want to thank you for listening, and a huge thank you to our community sponsors for supporting us and helping fund our work. Please make sure to leave us a review on your favorite podcast player, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Underestimated.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
Comfort is often the first thing we're willing to give up, like taking a long flight for a vacation or waking up early for a workout. But don't let style be the reason you aren't comfy. Mack Weldon's Ace Collection makes it effortless to look put together while feeling truly comfortable. Inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, the Ace Collection combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Upgrade your collection for the new year with bomber jackets, half zips, sweats, crew necks, and much more. Get comfortable anywhere with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic? Phrasing feels off? Writing for a high-stakes client? Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com.